Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So good to be able to join you for another broadcast. This is Harvest Christian Ministries. We're a non-traditional church with traditional values. I am the pastor, Dr. Tim Tootin, in Baltimore County, Maryland, and we're so glad you've taken time to join us. In fact, make sure that people you know are also joining in. Let them know that the Harvest broadcast is on, and we're excited about what the Lord has given us today. And let me just say, I pray that your week has been blessed through your ups and your downs and your trials and tribulations. Thank God you're still standing. Isn't it amazing that we thank God for every day? Every day is a day of thanksgiving, and that is the blessing. Amen. So even as we come today, we're just excited about what God is doing and how we're able to survive and to get by because we have the Lord on our side. I want to just first of all say to you that during our prayer time this week, we wanted to introduce to you something we call the prayer closet. And what that is, it is an opportunity for you to email your prayer request, things that you're going through, things that you want prayer us to pray for. It's at contact@cometoharvest.org. We'll mention it again at the end of our broadcast. But I want to be able to get those prayer requests in. We're going to be praying for you and your family. It's called the prayer closet. You know, Matthew 6:6 talks about going into our closet and being along with the Lord and praying. To that end, I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for praying for this ministry. We thank you for all that you do. Well, it's a great day, and I'm excited always to get to the Word. Sometimes I get too excited about the Word. But let's take a moment now to look at the Gospel of Matthew. That is the Gospel of Matthew. And there in the 11th chapter, if you have your Bibles, give me a thumbs up or a heart. If you have your pad, your device, go to the Gospel of Matthew and stop at the 11th chapter. And we'll look at verse number 28 through 30. When you have found it, say amen, just by liking it. Amen. All right. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Verse 30 says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "Don't Cancel Your Appointment." Don't cancel your appointment. You know, we operate by way of appointments, life appointments, whether it's going to the doctor for an appointment, whether it's the dentist's office for an appointment. Maybe you have a spa appointment that you had to cancel. Maybe it was a hair appointment. Now I'm getting into some deep water there. We've all been challenged by these hair appointments. I see more froze now and more different color hair than I've ever seen before. I'm talking about me. But even this pandemic has forced us with some of those events that make such a difference in our lives when it comes to graduations and comes to weddings. We've had to cancel and actually become very creative in how we move on with life situations. Amen. You know, but day to day, we're learning that life is not the way it used to be. And I'm not sure we'll get back to what we call normal. But we are people who learn to adjust. We learn to do things a little different along the way. And if we're not careful, we'll end up canceling our prayer appointments with the Lord. Mark 1:45 talks about how Jesus would get up early in the morning and go to a quiet place and spend time with his Father. So don't cancel your prayer appointment. Don't cancel your joy appointment. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And don't cancel your peace appointment. My God, how many folk need a peace appointment? He will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Well, I want to come today with a friendly and faithful reminder that you keep your appointment with Jesus. In our text today, it is the Gospel of Matthew. And the gospel simply means good news. And how much do we need some good news today? And so Matthew writes what he sees in the life of Jesus. He is able to share. He's like the modern day reporter, so to speak. It's what he sees. And it's all a part of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And they all would see something a little bit different, but they would present the going ons of Jesus. And so really Jesus is talking to another generation. The generation he's talking about, he's trying to emphasize to them that they are people who are blind to the truth. They are blind to the truth. They really don't want to hear truth. They are blind to the will of God. They don't want to know where God is leading them. And they are blind to the fact that God sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, the sent one, the Messiah. Amen? That's a lot like this generation. Don't you always amazed with how the familiarity that we can say, well, that was years ago. Well, what was written then applies to us now in the here and now. And when it comes to blinders, I think about the horses and that they have those blinders on and they're there for a purpose. Why? So they won't look beside each other and they won't look behind each other. The Apostle Paul addresses that as he's writing to the church at Corinth. He says, the God of this age, and you know who that God is, the little g, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The enemy is trying to blind you. He's trying to keep you focused on one thing and not on the goodness of the Lord. I think of this hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. When I heard that as a kid, I said, what are they singing about? Are they blind? But as I grew up in the Lord, I realized there were points in my own experience where I was blind. There's a need to see Jesus. Jesus, in a lot of ways, I believe, has had the people who were following him, and that included his disciples, under spiritual surveillance. He knew they were lacking, and he knew that they were needing a Savior. That was very evident. Jesus knows what we're going through. He knows what we're being challenged by. And that's all the more reason to make your appointment with Jesus. Don't cancel your appointment. Don't try to reschedule because, well, he is here now. He's available now to bless us in such a special way. Well, I think, first of all, it's important that we accept his invitation. Verse 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's a moment just to exhale. That he knew their condition. It was an open invitation. Not an RSVP. Anybody who finds themselves in this predicament, weary and burdened. The one who is weary and worn down physically. You may be challenged emotionally. It may be spiritually, but know that there's an invitation. It is a standing invitation that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're exhausted because of work. Maybe you're exhausted because the lack of work. Amen? But know that there are opportunities to be able to come and to share with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is available to us. It may be a sin problem. It may be you're worn down by a guilt issue. He says, come. Anybody who wants to make an appointment, come right on by. He is available. Well, what's in it for you? We always ask that question. Well, what's the benefit, Reverend? I will give you rest. That's it. You're tired. I will give you rest. I will relieve you from what you're going through. Isn't it great to know that you don't stand alone, that the Lord Jesus Christ stands with you and he knows what you're going through? Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7 emphasizes that as well. It says, cast all your cares on him. Why? because he cares for you. Isn't that amazing that this whole stimulus package is called the CARES package? And that's a little different than it stands for somebody else. But aren't you glad that Jesus cares for you? And so in keeping our appointment and refusing to cancel our appointment with the Lord, we must accept this invitation. But also, there's got to be a time of observation. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He wants them to see the importance of connecting with the Savior. And he uses the familiar. Jesus always took time to see what was happening around him. And he was able to say, listen, let me connect this to something you already know. He was talking with farmers, people who were living off the land. They had oxen. He says, take my yoke. A yoke is a wooden collar instrument placed on the shoulders and the necks of the oxen. It is to guide them in a certain direction. And I saw one scholar mention that it's also to train some of the younger oxen. You know, he'll put the young oxen with an older oxen. I'm trying to go somewhere with this. In other words, you ought to be yoked with folk who are going somewhere. Amen? Yoke with folk who have been through something. Yoke with folk who have known what the Lord can do in their lives. He says, I want to yoke you up with someone. And that is being yoked with him. He was speaking to the people of that day because they were under a yoke and a burden. Why? Because some of the Pharisees of that day, they had so many different regulations, some 600. And the people fell burdened down. They were yoked. But he says, I am going to put my yoke upon you. And here's the credibility. Jesus is the son of a carpenter. He knows about wood and maybe made a yoke or two in his time. That's so important that we walk with the Lord today and that we know this is a teachable moment. He says, learn of me. We're not talking distance learning. We're talking learn of me by walking with me and depending on me and having faith in me. It's so important. And you'll see when you hang out with me, I'm gentle. Amen. I'm humble in heart. I'll give you rest for your souls. That's a great way to look at this, that he knows exactly what we're all going through. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the person who trusts in him. We got to keep that appointment. And we do that by way of the invitation that we accept from the Lord Jesus Christ. We do it by way of observation, things we can see in the natural and in the spiritual. But there also is a time of transformation. Verse number 30. He says, for my yoke, we just talked about yokes, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Spending time with the Lord will change us. Is there a witness today that when you spend time with the Lord, it will change who you are, whether it's your time of devotion, whether it's your time of prayer, whether it's your time of being still and knowing that he is God. You won't be the same you. Some of you have changed since you've been on home. I didn't say home arrest. I meant being home as in being at home. Oh, Lord, we've all been arrested at home at some point. But I want to say to you that this transformation takes place. You're not the same person. Not the fact that you can't hug and shake hands, but you have changed because you've allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to be in your life. My yoke is easy. I love what Eugene Peterson says in his translation. He says, you know what? I'm not going to put anything heavy on you. Amen. Is that I have got this. Yes, you'll go through some things, but you know that I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Jesus says it's so important that you change who you are. And that happens by way of the word of God. Amen. The word of God will transform you. When you hang out with the Lord, when you spend time with him, you'll find out that his yoke is easy. And his burden is very, very light. Romans 12:2. It's on the screen. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How key is that? It's so important. Is that our thinking changes. That we see things a little different now. We see things with a spiritual eye, a spiritual perspective, and it is all about our transformation. Aren't you glad that the Lord is able to shape you, let some Play-Doh make you into a different shape, that you look more like Him, that you are made in His image? Transformation is so important. And burdens, we all have them. We all have burdens. The Bible talks about to bear your burdens in the heat of the day. I think about Deacon Percy Porter from the Shiloh Trek from many years ago. He would say, Lord, we're going to bear our burdens in the heat of the day. In other words, we'll go through something. In this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I overcome the world. My God, you look different already. You've been transformed because you've kept your appointment with the Lord. Well, the focus has been in part on this yoke, this wooden yoke. But what about the cross? The cross becomes so important. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens, there it is again, of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight and now I am happy all the day. Aren't you glad that Jesus did not cancel his appointment on that cross? He stayed with it. Amen. He did not cancel the appointment because he had you and he had me on his mind. He went to the cross to die for us that we might be free. That's so key. He kept his appointment. And that there was an appointed time that he would come, an appointed time that he would die, an appointed time that he would rise again, an appointed time when he will return. It's so important to keep your name in the appointment book. Amen. And keep your name in the appointment. How can you be sure that your name is written in the book of life? I think of this in my own mind's eye, that what a shame it would be to come to a place. You ever had a reservation? You get there and say, well, a table for two. And they look at, they're trying to find your name. I'm sorry, I don't see your name. And you got an attitude. Why? I know I made an appointment. Aren't you glad today that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life? Why? Because you've made Christ your Lord. That becomes so key. Don't miss the appointment to be in the book of life. You got to repent your sins. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And once your name is written in the book of life, it's never erased. It's always there. I love the song, and it wasn't the jazz stars who wrote this. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Do you feel that way today? Don't you dare scratch out the appointment with the Lord. Don't you dare cancel the appointment that can make a difference in your life. I can testify today that I thank God today that He takes time with me, that He fits me into His holy schedule, that no matter when I call Him, He's always available. No matter what I'm going through, He's always there. Now, who would not serve a Savior like that? He's our own time God. He's a right now God, and He's there just for us. So put that pencil away and put that pen away and don't cancel your appointment. That is the word of God. It is already blessed. Thank God for you today. Our praise team is going to present an invitation song for us. We'll come back and offer Christ to you. as an appropriate song today, Come Just As You Are. No need to fix up, but the Lord Jesus Christ wants to receive you right now. How does that happen, Reverend? How can I come? I can come the way I am because he'll accept me that way. The Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. And today, maybe you're watching and you've not made an appointment yet with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it today, but it's something that you have to do. Unfortunately, nobody can make the appointment for you. You got to say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord Jesus, please come into my life, and he will do it. Let's pray. Father, we ask even now that you might bless and draw that person to you who does not have a personal relationship. I pray even now, God, that you might touch their souls, that they may say, I need a Savior. Can I get on the books? And do it now, we pray in Jesus' name. Praise God. It's been a great day. I want to remind you again that we have launched what we call the prayer closet. And what that means is that you can actually get a hold of us by going to contact@come to harvest.org. And there you can leave your prayer requests and know that they will be addressed with the Master. The Bible talks about in the Gospel of Matthew 6:6, it talks about going into your prayer closet. And maybe you have a literal closet in your house where you take concerns and you take prayers. Amen. I want to also say to those who are watching and to our Harvest family in particular, that the church is blessed by your sacrifice and your giving online. Many of you have done the P.O. box. God has yet been faithful. I want to thank you personally for what you're doing as the Lord and the Holy Spirit leads you. Now, for any updates in terms of what we're doing in the future, always know that you can go to our updates page, and we have everything there for you. It's been my pleasure to serve you for all of these years, and in particular for today. Amen. So this is the day he has made, and I pray that your day is blessed. Amen. That you will find all that God has for you, and that you'll know that there's nothing that's too big and there's nothing that's too hard for him. Why? He's available at all times. So from the entire Harvest family, from the production team here, we want to thank you for tuning in, and be sure to share this with someone else. Maybe somebody is doing Bedside Baptist Church. You know what? You missed it. Well, take time to share it with them by way of a watch party or the like. I pray you've been blessed. I've been helped today by spending time in the Word of God. Harvest Christian Ministries, we love you, and we look forward to seeing you in the very near future. Have a blessed day in the Lord.